Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here today because I wanted to talk about missed opportunities. And oftentimes, when you look back on them, they are really divine course corrections, right? The universe just like nudging you in the right direction. Oftentimes, missed opportunities are also protection from, you know, things that you had no way of knowing would have been a problem. And this happened in my own life recently and caused me to think, you know, we should talk about this. When we're manifesting, oftentimes we are focused on our end goal and we're taking baby steps in that direction. We're co-creating with the universe. So we can't see the big plan and outcome. All we can do is put energy in the direction of our dream and allow the universe to unfold. Well, earlier, I guess it was in 2023, there was a reader conference that lots of my author friends were going to, and I thought, you know, it's been a long time since the pandemic. It would be great to see all my readers and do big book signing. And so I wrote to the organizers to see about getting a signing table and how much it all cost and everything. And what I got back was an email that they're full and they would keep me on the wait list and I could register for 2025. And I thought about, you know, you get that instant feeling of missing out. So I thought about maybe I should reserve a table for 2025 so I don't miss out next year. And something told me, no, just wait. Just wait. It must not be meant for you. And that's often what I tell myself when there is a missed opportunity. And this might be helpful for you as well, is when a missed opportunity comes up, it's really easy to think, you know, why don't they like me? Or how come this didn't happen? Or I'm really missing out. I'm not going to, you know, hit my quota, whatever your internal, your internal ego is whispering to you. It's really easy to take these things personally. However, in listening to my intuition and deciding, no, it just wasn't meant for me. For me, that makes it much easier to release all of those bad feelings. Is just obviously this opportunity wasn't meant for me. I'm going to go in a different direction. And I let it go. Well, the event just happened, and all over the internet are these horror stories. It was not well planned out. It wasn't staffed well enough. It just fell apart in so many different ways. And it left me looking back on it going, huh. So the universe was protecting me from this particular event. And I had no way of knowing back then that I would be so busy editing my practical tarot book and guidebook for the tarot deck. At the time when I applied, I had no idea that the edits would be so time sensitive because the publisher has moved up the release date, which is super exciting. So the deck and the book will be available everywhere January 7th of 2025. But when I applied for this conference, I had no idea it would fall right in the middle of these edits, right? So I'm sharing this story because there might be opportunities for you that have been coming up that feel like it's the right thing, and then it falls through. And it's really easy to think, you know, is this because I'm not worthy or they don't like me or, you know, you can run through the gamut of lists, but perhaps the universe has a bigger plan that you aren't even aware of it yet, But if you allow these things to unfold, you will eventually see that you are just getting a little course correction, right? If I had been going to that conference, I wouldn't have been able to make these editing deadlines, and they wouldn't have been able to push up the release date because it was going to come out the end of February. Now it's coming out the first week of January of 2025. So it's a great thing, but I probably wouldn't have been able to meet all the deadlines I need to meet in order to make that happen had I been at that conference. So it really was a divine course correction. And when you're co-creating, it's tricky because when you're manifesting, the universe is planning out all these big things that we aren't aware of. So trust your intuition, trust your gut, and know that when these events come up or they look like an opportunity and then you're denied, just tell yourself, I guess it wasn't meant for me. There must be something better coming along, because the sooner you can do that, you can raise your vibration back up and attract the things that are meant for you, that are on your path. Because I promise it's not because you're not worthy. It's not. It's the universe trying to nudge you back onto the right path because it has something even better in store. So if you're facing these kinds of situations right now, I hope this podcast found you. I have faith that the universe is manipulating that algorithm so that this message could reach you. But it's not that you're unworthy, or it's not that you're undeserving or people don't like you. It's a divine course correction to get you back on track for your highest good. All right? So if something doesn't work out the way that you were hoping it would, it just wasn't meant for you. There's something better coming. All right? So I'm sending you all the best vibrations so that you can see your ultimate success. Also, if you look down in the show notes, there is a link for the Sedona retreat. It's coming in October. We landed a larger space, so we're able to open a few more spots. So definitely go grab that spot. I am co-hosting with psychic medium and Reiki master Francie Soido, and it's going to be a fantastic women's retreat in Sedona, Arizona. So gorgeous. So if you've never been there, what a treat you're in for. So this opportunity is for you. Check the dates down below, and if you click that link, you can find out more and get registered and save your spot. And hopefully we'll see you in October. All right? Keep on manifesting.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.